At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 22nd edition. Got a massive 13-game slate on tap for you for your Friday to head into the weekend. Before we get to that, you can find me on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, hit me up there or come join the free Fantasy Degens Discord. We'll have everything taken care of for you there. Hope you guys had a good Thursday. A 7-game early slate, a little bit of evening action for you. But we got 13 games, so let's get cracking. Your totals on this 13-game slate: Brewers, Phillies, 8. Rockies, Tigers, 8. Red Sox, Rays, 8.5. Marlins, Braves, 8.5. Blue Jays, Astros, 8.5. White Sox, Twins, 8. Orioles, Angels, 8.5. Dodgers, Padres, 8. Mets, D-backs, 8.5. Royals, Mariners, 7.5. So not many big totals on this slate, which makes it interesting, to say the least, as we get digging in on this. But let's talk pitching. On this 13-game slate, there'll be tons of options. I'm going to try to narrow them down the best I can. We'll have to talk some more in the Discord, see lineups and all that good stuff there. Yeah, you got JV, Justin Verlander at 10-5. It's against Toronto in a tournament. I see the Verlander appeal. He's been awesome, especially his last outing. He was also super efficient in his last outing. I'll take my chances and not target Toronto on a slate of this magnitude. They are striking out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching, but I'll pass on that. And I'd rather start with Kyle Wright at $9,300 at home against the Miami Marlins. Wright's been outstanding. At least 5 innings in each start, 6 or more Ks in each start, 20 or more DK points in each start. And now you get a Miami Marlins offense that you can try to take advantage of, striking out 23% of the time versus righties. Hitting .241 with the 154 ISO is not too shabby, but big strikeout upside. Kyle Wright, the velocity has been up both starts. The pitch mix has been great. And I'm going to keep rolling it out there at 93 if I'm paying up. There's cheaper pitchers on the slate I like a little more, with some upside, but if I'm paying up, Kyle Wright would be my guy at $9,300. In tournaments, if you want to play the bounce back card, because if he had at least one good start in his first two, if not two good starts, Freddie Peralta would be priced up next to Justin Verlander. Instead, it's been a rough go for Freddie Peralta. He's $8,900. He's gone three innings and give up six runs his last time out. Previous start, four innings, give up three runs. It's been ugly, but the swinging strikes have been outstanding. The BABIP's through the roof. You'd have to imagine some positive regressions coming sooner than later. He is facing Philadelphia, which is tricky. They're 21% K rate, 241 average, 143 ISO against. So it's a very, very risky play with Freddy Peralta, but the ceiling is tremendous at $8,900. So if you want to in a tournament to throw out a little Freddy Peralta action, hopefully low ownership, I don't hate it. Just know it does look a little messy right now, but the underlying metrics show some positive signs. Will it work out tomorrow against a great Philadelphia team in Philly? Maybe not, but this is a guy I'm really going to keep my eye on, and I like seeing this decreased price because I don't mind taking some chances once in a while. If you're doing one max, like a single entry or a three max, you might not want to go Freddy Peralta. But if you're going 20 max or more, I'd make sure to have some Freddy Peralta in my life because odds are it's probably a coin toss if he figures it out or gets shelled. But if he figures it out, he could strike out six plus, at least one per inning. And at $8,900, if he puts up 24 plus points, he's going to be in for a big, big night for you. And he's got the ability to do that. So Freddy at 89, tournament's only massive risk. So keep him in mind. Tarik Skubal, though, $8,600 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Skubal coming off 5 2/3 strong innings with no earned runs and 7 Ks against the Kansas City Royals. And you got a Royals team that is just struggling tremendously offensively. He's not facing the Royals, though. He's facing Colorado. Royals are struggling, though. Colorado's striking out 19% of the time versus lefties. Hitting .281 with a .107 ISO, so not much in the power department there. And they haven't played a ton of road games for fun. In this small sample we have here at Colorado, 19% K rate, 356. They've actually been better on the road than at home versus lefties so far. But I like the strikeout upside for Skubal. Not cash viable. Definitely a tournament play with Skubal, but good appeal. Colorado first game out of Coors in the old days. That was a big way to target things. Get that mile high hangover. That was something we talked about and usually turned out pretty good. So Skubal at 86, I like quite a bit, especially when Michael Kopech's at 84. It should be uber popular. I love Kopech at $8,400. I guess it's a great, great price point. Got five innings his last time out. Got up to 75 pitches after 69 the previous start. 5 Ks against Tampa Bay. I think they're going to keep trying to up him to 80, 85 pitches this go around. That's the only thing holding them back from big boy things is the pitch count because they're slow playing it. But he's facing Minnesota, who strikes out 25.5% of the time versus righties, hitting a .98 with a .38 ISO. There is a ton of upside with Michael Kopech. He just has to be efficient. It's like the Shane O'Mac, the Shane McClanahan conversation we had a few nights ago. If he's efficient, he'll be very, very good. If he's not efficient, well, we just wasted a player. But at $8,400, that's a good tournament appeal. I don't like him in cash because if it's not efficient, we're in trouble. But there's something to like there at Kopech at 84. Brad Keller, $8,200 at the Seattle Mariners. Keller has been great his first two starts, 6 innings or more in each start. 2 earned runs or less, 5 Ks in both starts, Detroit and Cleveland, 19 or more DK points, $8,200 brings a good floor to this matchup against the Seattle Mariners, a Mariners team that striking out 20% of the time versus righties with a .235 average. So Keller at $8,200 is the guy I have circled to highlight this evening. Reed Detmers would be a super tournament play. He's been lost, but we know how Baltimore can strike out versus lefties. So if you want to go uber tournament, you can go Detmers. He's not high on my list right now, but I just wanted to highlight him briefly as a potential option. But Bruce Zimmerman, he really opened my eyes watching him his last time out against the Yankees. 5 shutout innings with 6 Ks. That was after 4 shutout with 4 Ks against Milwaukee. He's been very, very effective early on here. Is it sustainable? We'll see. There's been a lot of good things pointing in some positivity in his direction. And now he faces an Angels team that strikes out 27.3% of the time versus left-handed pitching this year. They're hitting .252, which is nice. 116 ISO, not so great. That massive strikeout rate for Bruce Zimmerman is showing at least a K per nine, if not a little more, at $7,500 does bring some nice appeal to it on this slate. Now, when you go below Bruce Zimmerman, it gets tricky. Like, if you want to go Michael Walker, you can against Tampa Bay, but he's $6,600. Okay floor, not really a crazy ceiling, but Tampa's striking out 26% of the time versus righty. So you can go Waino at 66 if you want. Trevor Rogers, similar to that Freddy Peralta discussion, Trevor Rogers is much, much better than $6,500. He had a rocky spring, and he has had a rough start to the season, coming off an inning and 2/3, 7 earned, 4 walks, 3 Ks against Philadelphia. It has not been pretty for Trevor Rogers. Not sure he's ready to figure it out just yet, but it's an interesting matchup versus Atlanta. I prefer Waka over Rogers, but if you're making a bunch of lineups, you can keep an eye on Rogers as well. Other than that, not a ton I'm loving down below. We'd have to see lineups. Maybe somehow Glenn Otto becomes a play at $5,800, but I don't know if I'm going below Bruce Zimmerman at this point in time. So JV, you can go out at 10-5 if you want, tournament only. I'll pass. I'll go to Kyle Wright at 93. Freddie Peralta is an intriguing tournament play. Scooble at 86. Love Kopech at 84. Just know the risk in the innings or the pitch limit. Brad Keller at 82 has got a good floor to him. Detmer's in tournament. Bruce Zimmerman is pretty fun as well. So nothing like great on this slate, but there's about 6-7 guys you can definitely pin together and build some fun lineups and at least save some cash if you want to get some bats on a 13-game slate. And it's weird because all the totals, 8, 8.5, you think there'd be better pitching and maybe they'll pitch better because the ball's not traveling the way it once was, but definitely some not-so-big names in some weird spots. So keep an eye on lineups and see what comes up to maybe tickle our fancy as we go on. The bats on this 13-game slate. Catcher's position, you got Salvi at 51. He's intriguing, but Sean Murphy went deep again on Thursday. He's $4,900. Nice pay-up spot if you choose to go there. But otherwise, I go to save some cash here. You can look at Grandal at 42 if you're stacking against Bailey Ober. He's an option for you. Or below 4K. Francisco Mejia's $3,800 versus Waka. If you're not using Waka, Mejia's in a good spot there at $3,800. Farther down the 3K range, and we'll probably start heading into the 2K range because there ain't a lot right out the gate here. But Zach Collins, $2,900 versus Verlander. It's interesting. I like Verlander, so I'm not running to do that. Joey Bart, he's day-to-day. If he cracks the Giants lineup, he's $2,800 versus Patrick Corbin. I like that quite a bit. Again, Gary Sanchez against Kopech, though, which is a bummer, but he's super cheap. Tucker Barnhart's $2,300 for Sensatella. He'd be a punt for you as well. And then Travis d'Arnaud's only $2,200 for Trevor Rogers. Might be your best value at catchers by far. He's swinging the bat well. Braves continue to be priced wrong on these DK slates. So Travis d'Arnaud at $2,200 is a great value at the catcher's position. First base, you got Varito at 61. You can definitely go that direction if you so choose. Freeman's starting to get it going as well, but you can save some cash also. There's a lot of 5K guys this week, or this Friday at least. But I'd go down to Josh Bell in a Giants bullpen game. Like DK right now has Beattie here. Beattie threw an inning and 2/3 on Thursday. Dowdy's starting for the Giants on Friday. So it's going to be a bullpen game. Josh Bell at 47 is someone to keep in mind for you. Matty Olson at 43 versus Trevor Rogers. He can get lefties just fine. But a good contrarian play is G-Man Choi at $4,200. He's mashing this season. He mashes right-handed pitching. So you can give Choi a look at 42 hundo. Most will not play him at that price point. Going up against Michael Walker, he'd make for a nice contrarian play at 4,200. Going below 4K, Keston Hira, 35 against Ranger Suarez. I like Ranger Suarez a lot. He could be a contrarian play as well on the mound, but Keston Hira does hit lefties okay. He's 3,500. Miggy Cabrera is one hit away from 3,000. He's 3,500 versus Sensatella. That can be another good spot for you in that one. Nathaniel Lowe at $3,300 versus Aller. I think Texas has a fun stack. It sucks it's in Oakland. But, you know, they're in Safeco right now in the sixth inning, and they're up 6-5. So they're putting up crooked numbers a lot this year in Texas. So Nathaniel Lowe at $3,300, is a fun value. And his matchup, Spencer Torkelson's only $3,200 for Sensatella. So some good value with him. Farther down, you got Christian Walker at 3K versus David Peterson. Hunter Dozier's 29 if you're stacking. These are more stacked plays. Nothing like the value I like, though. First base outfield, Josh Naylor for Cleveland. I'm going to miss Jameson Taillon. I'll look to the fade Taillon again. And Naylor's been swinging it really well since coming back off the IL. He's hit safely in 3 straight games, 2 hits in each of those 3 games. 8 or more points, 10 or more in the last 2. Lots to like there with Naylor at $2,600 going up against Jameson Taillon. First base outfield eligible for Mr. Naylor. And that'll wrap us up at first base. Second base, Jazzy Jazz got the lead off on Thursday. Went to Ding Dong City. Love seeing it. Jazz Chisholm. He's 5,500 versus Kyle Wright. Tough to pay for. But saving some cash. You got a bunch of 5K dudes. Muncy at 51 is not bad versus Nick Martinez if you want to go there. But I'll probably just look to save and look for stacks. Like Ozzy Albies versus a lefty we always like. He's only 4,600. Jeff McNeil's been raking. We talked about it. He got a price bump. He's up to 4,500 versus Gallen. I probably prefer Albies about at that price point, but both are in play for you. Marcus Semien's $4,100 versus Aller. Semien's gone off to a slow start, but that's still a pretty good value going up there and a good matchup versus Aller of Oakland at 4,100. Farther down, though, Gleyber Torres at 39 versus Eli Morgan. The Yankees let everybody down on Thursday. They're in a great spot again on Friday. So get ready to get your hearts broken once again. Tony Kemp, second base outfield eligible at 3,600. He continues to be a cheapie in that mid-3K range. I'm mentioning Keston here. He's first base, second base eligible at 3,500. You can go that direction. Nick Solak went deep on Thursday night. He's $3,300 versus Oler. Solak, second base outfield eligible. If you want some multi-position, another value I like, Sheldon Noisy, second base, third base for Oakland. I mentioned him a lot. He went 3-for-4 on Thursday. He's a 3K in that matchup versus Glenn Otto. So Noisy's a good value at second base and third base for Oakland. And then other than that, I'd have to see lineups like to see if any of these guys really pop, but nothing that stands out too much at this moment. Third base, J-Ram is always in play. Dude just keeps mashing. He's $5,800 versus Tyon. I like that a lot. I also like Machado at 54 versus Urias. I'm not a Urias believer, so that's a good spot for Machado. I'd rather have J-Ram, but both good looks at their respective pricing. But sliding on down, Eduardo Escobar, the Mets could definitely be in play again. Escobar's 4,700 versus Gallen. Don't hate that in his matchup. Heimer Candelario, slow start, but he's 4,100 versus Sensatella. Someone to keep circled for your lineups. Jake Berger is okay, not loving it. But Brad Miller, third base outfield eligible. If he's leading off for Texas, he's $3,300 versus Oler. He's a guy to definitely to keep in mind at his price point. Again, Sheldon Noisy, 3K. That's one we like quite a bit. And other than that, Johan Camargo, if he gets a start for Philly, he's 2,600. I don't love it, but that's a cheap starter if you need it. Same for Edwin Rios of the Dodgers. He went deep the other day. He's 2,100 versus Nick Martinez. And then Matt Davidson of Arizona. He's first base, third base eligible. In his career, he's hit lefties extremely well. Been a minor leaguer a lot lately. He got the start on Thursday. Went to Ding Dong City. That's what he does. Or he strikes out a ton. But he's 2K. First base, third base eligible for 2K for Matt Davidson. Going up against the lefty Peterson is definitely someone to keep on your radar. Shortstop, you can always play Tim Anderson at 57 if you like. Francisco Lindor continues to crush. He's 54. And Wander Franco's 53. Like, I like Franco over Lindor in cash. I like Lindor over Franco in tournaments. That's how I would look at those. It was my top two shortstops, with Tim Anderson third behind that mix. After that, though, you can go Corey Seager at 5K if you want. I'd rather find a way to get Franco or Lindor in my lineup. But if you can't, Seager's just fine. And then value-wise, Jeremy Pena at 42, I loved. Leading off with Altuve out, it's a really great spot for Pena. He's hitting phenomenally in his rookie season, so keep him in mind at 4,200. Some other ones to look at. This is a daily thing now. Shortstop is very top-heavy. If Alan Trejo starts for Colorado, he's 2,600. He's second-base shortstop. He's a guy I got a soft spot for because he's cheap, and he's been quasi-productive, so he's a guy. But for the most part, you're paying up at shortstop. That's just what we do time and time again. All right, let's get to the outfield. I see a listener question. I will get to that when I finish picking all this up for you. Outfield position, you know, Otani, sure, if you want, but Buxton's back. I'll play pass versus Kopech, but he makes for a super contrarian play. Like, I'd rather pay 6K for Soto if I'm paying 6K for anybody. I just love this floor of Soto with the upside. Lubob left or has an injured groin, apparently, so keep an eye on that situation. That's a bummer. But Yordan Alvarez at 5,600 is one of my favorite pay-up spots on the slate going up against Ross Stripling. That's a great spot. If Freddie Peralta is broken, Kyle Schwarber at 55, Nick Castellanos at 54 are both really good. I prefer Schwarber over Casty, but both really, really good spots. Going down to the low 5K range, you got the likes of Giancarlo at 51 versus Eli Morgan. That's one you can go to. Oh, poor Connor Joe. Remember when we had him so cheap? He's up to 5K now. Kind of takes him off the radar, folks. That's a bummer. Randy Rosarena's price has skyrocketed up to $4,800, but he's swinging it very, very well of late. So keep him in mind at $4,800. I don't mind that one bit. Franmil Reyes woke up a bit on Thursday. So keep an eye on him at $4,700 in your tournaments against Jameson Taillon. Same with Miles Straw. He's got a great floor where Franmil's got the ceiling, and he showcased that ceiling on Thursday. So maybe that's a thing to come for Franmil at $4,700 after the very slow start that he had. Nelly Cruz went deep on Thursday. He'd be a part of your Washington stacks at 4,400. Benintendi at 42 is always on my radar. Same with Kutch at 42 versus Ranger Suarez. I prefer Benny out of those two. Austin Meadows at 42 versus Sensatella is very strong. We know how well he's been hitting righties this season, so he should get a really good spot there versus Sensatella on Friday at only 4,200, which is a pretty nice price point for him. Brandon Nimmo's only 37. That's a great price point for Nimmo getting on base, leading off for the Mets. That's a nice cheap piece of the stack as well. Our boy Lourdes Gurriel's only 37. Taylor Ward of the Angels, $3,700, raking since he got the call up, gets to face the lefty Zimmerman. Really good spot for Taylor Ward at $3,700. His price will eventually start going up. Mentioned Tony Kemp at 36, Aaron Hicks at 36. You know, I said the Yankees let everybody down on Thursday. I'll go right back to a Hicks leading off at $3,600 versus Eli Morgan with that oh-so-short porch in right field. So keep me in tune with that one with Aaron Hicks. Jesus Sanchez, if you're not using Kyle Wright, Sanchez is only $3,500, went deep again on Thursday. I think he had three more hits again. The dude is crushing it right now. Great tournament play at $3,500 if you're not using Kyle Wright. I don't mind Joe Adell in a tournament at 34, going up against the lefty Zimmerman. Adell's been slowly swinging the bat better, and he even stole a base the other night, but he's hit safely in 3, 4, 5, 6 of his last 7 and 8 of his last 9 ball games. So it's really worth noting he's starting to slowly get clicking. It looks like no big games, no massive hits, but slowly getting it going at $3,400. Someone to definitely keep an eye on. Gavin Lux at 33. He's day-to-day with the back issue. We'd be a good spot there versus Nick Martinez. Mentioned Brad Miller at 33 as well as one to keep an eye on. Brandon Marsh, lefty, so I don't really prefer it. But Cody Bellinger at 31, I'm ready to at least acknowledge the fact I was pretty wrong on belly bombs as he's been raking right now. A lot of multiple hit games, lots of extra base hits. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 double-digit DK games in his last 10. He's only 3,100 versus Nick Martinez. That's a very strong value, folks. Very, very strong value. With belly, Marcelo Zuna is only 3K versus Trevor Rogers. That's a heck of a discount. He's hitting some of the hardest baseballs out there, and the results aren't showing. So Ozuna at 3K is a phenomenal discount on this slate. Raimel Tapia, if Springer still has leading off, it's first Verlander, though, so keep that in mind. If you want to go there, you can. I probably don't. I'd rather have Ozuna at 3K. But going below that, Josh Lowe at 28 versus Waka is a nice tournament play. Same with Brett Phillips at 28. I prefer Lowe, but both are good. Julio Rodriguez at 28. So three good tournament plays there. I'd go J-Rod, Lowe, and Phillips in that order at $2,800. Trey Boo's going to wake up eventually. I keep saying it. But Jerkson Profar at 26 is a nice value. There's Josh Naylor at 26, one of my favorite values on the slate, honestly. Mark Conn is down to $2,400. He went 2 for 4 with a couple ribbies on Thursday. He's hit safely in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of his last 8 games. So he's not like he's hitting 379 on the season, just not crushing the ball. But 2,400 for Mark Canha going up against Zach Gallen's a nice little discount as well. Orlando Arcia has been playing third base with Austin Riley on paternity leave. We'll see when he comes back. But until then, Arcia is only $2,400. So that's another discount. So lots and lots of value on the slate. Even more will open up as we see lineups on Friday. Recapping your pitching. And again, this is the brief overview on pitching. There's a lot of ways to go on this slate. There's no like elite options. But you can go JV if you want. I prefer to save a few and go to Kyle Wright at 93. Freddie Peralta is the ultimate tournament play on this slate. Super risk-reward. I like Scooble at $8,600. Kopech at 84. Just know the pitch count with Kopech's a question mark. Brad Keller at 82 has got a lot of cash game vibes to him with a little bit of upside as well. You can go to Detmers in terms of you're feeling frisky, but I'd rather go to Bruce Zimmerman at 7,500. And if you're looking to punt, probably Michael Walker, but I don't really love a lot of the punts right now. So in a perfect world, it's like Zimmerman, Keller, Kopech, Scooble, Peralta, Wright. That's kind of where things are going at this point in time. But lineups could dictate a lot of things on this slate. So let's see how that goes. Stacking it up on this slate, this wonderful, wonderful 13-game slate. I like Texas a lot versus Adam Mahler. I think that's a great spot for Texas. The A's bullpen's been getting used a lot lately. Texas is sneaky good offensively. Like, overall, they're a bad baseball team, but they're putting up runs, and they should do it again against Aller on Friday. So Texas is a fun stack for you there. Don't mind Detroit, but it's not one of my favorites. I think Oakland, like that whole game stack, that's just a bad ballpark to stack in, which sucks. But I prefer Texas over Oakland, but Oakland's got a little appeal too. Giants should be a bullpen game. I want to see more about that before I fall in love with it. I like Nick Martinez a lot, so I'm not like all in on the Dodgers, but the Dodgers have some legs to them. Let's put it that way. I like Houston versus Ross Stripling. Not a Ross Stripling guy at all. So I think Houston, I love Yordan Alvarez. I think good bounce back spot for guys like Kyle Tucker. Jeremy Payne is a great play. There's a lot to like with Houston. I like the Mets versus Zach Gallen. Those are a couple there. Atlanta versus Trevor Rogers. If Trevor Rogers is really broken, Albies, Ozuna. Hopefully Riley's back. Olsen can hit lefties. Travis d'Arnaud's dirt cheap. They're cheap as a whole. So Atlanta's a great value stack against Trevor Rogers. The Giants versus Patrick Corbin. See what the lineup is. We get your Ruffs, your Floreses, hopefully a Joey Bart. They'll put a ton of right-handed bats out there. So you can get some good value with the Giants versus Corbin. If you want to get contrarian, like you can get Cleveland versus Taillon if you want. I could see that being a fun one for you. Love the Yankees versus Eli Morgan. That should probably be a very popular one, but Aaron Hicks is still way too cheap in that mix. So keep him on in mind. Then other than that, we'll have to see some lineups. You can get picky if you want, but there's a lot to like on this. Like 13-game slate, you can make some big, big moves here. A couple of things here. Saxter asks, Waka, Gallon, Flex, and Fave 6K play. I'd say Waka. Waka for you there. Saxter also asks, again, if you're watching on YouTube, you can comment in here. We can talk. Saxter asks, better leverage stack, Miami versus Wright or Seattle versus Keller? Without seeing any ownership, I'd probably say Miami versus Wright. Like, so that's why I mentioned Jesus Sanchez earlier. Chisholm's expensive, but if you put like a three-man Miami stack in, you'll have some good leverage for sure. Yes, Belly's back. Sean says play Waka. I agree. Waka shouldn't be chalky. No, he should not. But there's a lot to like. It's just a matter of can he go deep enough, but at 6,600 should be good enough, right? Thanks for the comments, guys. Appreciate it. Again, if you guys want to give this podcast a rate and review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. But if you want to watch on the YouTube feed at Fantasy Sports Degens, you'll get notified if you subscribe when I'm live, and you can come join us there. Just watch it later. Give the old thumbs up and the like. That helps out a ton. But a lot of fun stuff here. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Got my free DFS article on Rotoballer coming out on Friday for you. Got a lot of written content at Rotoballer, Fantrax, and Fantasy Pros. More importantly, the Bench with Bubba podcast coming to you multiple times a week. On Thursday, I recorded with Rotowire's James Anderson to get you some prospect updates, talking Bobby Witts and Julio's, pretty much all the prospects, the good, the bad, the ugly, to keep our heads above water for the fantasy baseball season. But I hope you guys all have a great weekend. A great, great weekend. Big 13-game slate on Friday. Split slates on the weekend. I'll be back with you guys on Sunday night to get you ready for another week of action. But for now, everybody, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 22nd edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.